like, that seems like a mistake. That seems like an oversight. Hey! What's up, Dub Dub? You listen to me. Normally, I would talk to you, and 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 I would talk to you. We don't have enough time for that bullshit.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We've got until 10:30. I can't talk to you.
Go on.
So listen. You have to listen. When I say something, you have to listen to me. You have to keep your mouth closed and your ears open and your heart wide. What I'm going to say, if you're here in the front, I don't know how Dublin acts, but if you're anything like Glasgow...
Well, fucking better!
You don't want to be like that, do you? Hey, don't answer! I said listen. If you're going to be up here tonight... You're not going to point your fucking phone at me and not move around. If you want to do that, get in row 6. Row 1, you have to be crazier than row 2. Row 2, you have to be crazier than row 3. And row 3, you have to be crazier than row 4. Row 5, do it you want. Row 5, you're free. But if you don't, listen, I'm going to pull your pants down. I'm going to put a diaper. I'm going to put a diaper on your little baby butt, and then I'm going to pee into the diaper. You have to walk around like that at school tomorrow. You don't want that.
Thank you.
Listen up, young man. I don't know if you can understand my accent, my American accent, out here in Dublin. Can everybody understand what I'm saying? I feel guilty because I saw you trying to film me, and then you thought that I was being sarcastic when I said that you could film me. It's okay. I didn't want you to feel bad. I just wanted to say, if you are going to sneak film me, bring the camera. Fuck! If you are going to film me, bring the camera all the way up and move it like this so it looks like it's awesome in here. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah. If I see a video of me that isn't blurry as fuck, I'm going to send the U.S. government out to get you. Oscar 3. God.
George, I'm scared.
Have you ever had sex before? This is so fucking hard, you guys, because I only have 1 hour to play a show, but let me tell you something.
I can't, because I get drunk, and then the most interesting people in the world, right here. And I always think of something that I just have to say. This young gentleman here, it's all right. Thank you for buying the t-shirt. I love it. You look really good. No, it's from the M1. I know. Are you in the fan club? I just wanted to say, you have an opportunity to say anything that you want to the greatest living artist. And hold on, we have to wait for the fourth song to do that. And you want to tell me, you want to tell all these people my secrets and tell them how to make George Clanton music? I've been trying my whole life to hide that, and now you're doxing me. She's going to make the next best George Clanton song because she's standing next to you.
Oh my God.
Okay, listen. It's all right. Congratulations. I wish Anton Newcomb would hit on me. Oh, I'm not done yet. I just want to say, this guy said Imposter 3, so if you go on to the internet, you look up Imposter 3, you pay $50, you download it, you can sound just like George Clanton too. So now everybody fucking knows. Alright. Listen, if you want to be rich and famous, download Imposter 3, press a few buttons, you got the whole song written for you. It's that easy. It just sounds really good. But, look around you. You'll never be this good looking, and that's really important. Thanks, bitches. It's the best European tour I've ever done. Yeah. You know, I played this place about a year ago. It's very nice. That list is a little better this year because I got more songs.
I fucking love songs!
You would say that.
I love music!
A couple of them are playing
reggae. This year I'm a little bit better because I've been drinking more.
I'm lost in you.
idea. You didn't work for it.
Anyways.
Yeah.
How do I come back from that? Anyway, nice crowd tonight, you guys. Well, thanks for coming out. I see you. I know. We should fucking go. I see you in the black shirt. I see you in the white shirt. I see you in the white shirt. I see you in the black shirt. See the black shirt, white shirt, yeah. That's good. Listen to me. It's very expensive to fly to Portugal, so go buy my t-shirts at the end of the show. My name is George Mike, and I'm gonna play songs. Listen, I understand you've already paid enough for me, but your clothes are ugly. You need to buy my shirt. That's all I'm saying. Just buy my shirt. I mean, your clothes are fine, but if you buy the shirt, I have more money to
me. I bought the shirt!
Yeah.
for Ivan on the drums. Everybody says.
Anya, what is that? I-E-Y-E-N-Y-A? A-N-Y-A. Write it down right now. Everybody goes for Anya on the drums. If you want to steal her identity, it's on the passport. It's a A-5-0, Santa Rosa, California. Everybody give it up. You know what's really punk rock? Identity theft. Yeah, what comes next?
Da 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 da
Everybody give it up for Anya on the drums, all the way from New York City. New York City. Yes. 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 Hi. Come on, fucking daddy. With the New York fucking hat, I want the Guinness. Let's get the Guinness. What's going on? Let's go. Let's fucking get it, hey. Anya, all the way from New York City town. And I've come all the way from California. Very far. It's very sunny. It's the kind of place that Jet 2 would charge you $1,000 to go to on one of their holiday excursions. Oh. Go to Los Angeles. It's sunny every day. Here in Dublin, you look into the sky, it can be quite dismal some days, right? I mean, sometimes it's like, you remember when they pulled Neo out of the Matrix and he looks at the sky and there's all the robots and the thunder and the lightning? Well, LA's not like that. It's got sunshine every day, no clouds. But oh, in LA, the people, it's just not the same. You know? And when you come to Dublin, you say, listen, George, I want you, George, I want to film you. I say, listen, okay, but move your phone around. In LA, can you understand me right now? In LA, they say, no, I'm going to film you like this on my tripod, and I'm going to post it to my version of TikTok channel. But in fucking Dublin! In fucking Dublin, they go, George, whatever you say, daddy. You want your videos to be blurry? Yeah, I'll do that. Put that fucking down. Bitch, where's my Guinness? Where's my fucking Guinness? Yeah. Speaking out. What's this? What's this? New York Princess, you got me last. Yes.
Some Hollywood industry plant. You thought that I was some fucking New York City fake bullshit. Listen, baby, I'm bored. Oh my God. Jamie from Texas. I need to talk less, but this is insane. Jamie, all the way from Dallas, Texas, is here. A beautiful wife, I think. Right? Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. This is insane. Thank you so much for coming. I don't know why this is happening. But what's insane is I met. Hey, shut. You shut up. I went over there to box the beef stew store for the Americans who want to eat Ireland food over there about 4 minutes this direction earlier today. Cureness. And I'm sitting there. Yeah, stew. No. I know you. No, let me finish my story. I'm sitting there at the fucking bar, and they go, "What's your name?" And I said, "It's George Clanton." And they go, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from Virginia." And they said, "Virginia, we're from California." I go, "Well, I've been living in California for 6 years." And they go, "Oh, well, my daughter lives in California. Where do you live in California?" I say, "Los Angeles." They go, "My daughter lives in Los Angeles." And they go, "Where do you live in Los Angeles?" They go, "Atwater Village." And they go, "Oh my God, my daughter lives in Atwater Village." And I go, "Where do you live on Atwater Village? Do you live by Hugo's Tacos on Perlita Ave?" And I go, "Fuck yeah." And then we lived a block from each other, and we're literally in Dublin. That's some fucking leprechaun Lucky Charms bullshit. That never happens in America. That's some Dublin shit. And then, you know, Jamie Nickers, this is how I know that the Matrix is real and that everything is fake. Anyway, because I'm talking, we might have to cut like 5 or 6 songs, but let me tell you. You can listen to the songs at home, but you'll never get this. It's all good. Shit, how do I get them riled up from this point? I had something to say. I choked again. Oh, I'm from Virginia. That's the Ireland of America. I'm a fucking, at the gay club 5 minutes, or will there be anybody better looking than you there? Or will there be anybody hotter than you? Oh, I'm not going. So, I'm from Virginia. I wasn't born with a silver spoon, bitch. I had to build this light curtain with my bare hands. That's why I've only got 10 fingers. And I've been working my whole fucking life to get here just to play to 300 people in Dublin. Somebody would say, "George, are you sure this is what you want to do with your life? Are you really sure? Don't you want to come home and work at the electric factory?" I said, "Shut up, bitch. You can't control me anymore. I'm a grown-up now, Mom, and I can do whatever I want. And I want to go to Dublin. And I want to play my fucking favorite song. Is that so hard to understand?"
you like George Clinton. This is just about. This is just about as good as it gets. This morning I couldn't speak a word, but tonight, God, or your local deity has saved me
and has given me a perfect voice. Everybody shut up! Give it up for Anya on the drums. Alright, now give it up for me, because this is hard. Turn around and give it up for everybody in the back. Now in the second half, it becomes, you know, the crowd gets about 5 years older and they're just like, I really like, you know what, this is really cool. Like, I liked this album last year and I'm glad to be here. This is really cool. I never get to see George Clinton. Thanks for coming. And I'm actually your biggest fan, but at the same time, I don't drink anymore, like I used to have an issue, I don't drink anymore, and also, you know, the nanny clocks out at night, so I got to hang. So I really appreciate that too, so you guys have to appreciate them, and that. For buying the t-shirts, and buying the tickets, so that you lot in the front, who have nothing to live for, can do your record. Your research chemicals. And you can miss your job tomorrow and you can get fired, but it doesn't matter because you can make minimum wage anyway. So, everybody, this is a beautiful ecosystem. Thank you so much for coming to the George Clinton show tonight. And I don't usually do this, but it's a day off. It's a day off tomorrow. It's a travel day. I'm going to Portugal, but I don't have to sing tomorrow, so I'm going to go to the little t-shirt stand, and I'm going to talk to you after the show. If you want, if you got to get home, go ahead and go home. My voice is already strained, but if Danny, you want to talk to me after the show or whatever, I got you. I'll sign your arm. You can get it tattooed the next day without washing or whatever, you know, because George Clinton, one of the best living artists alive, maybe the best. If you ask me, it goes Bono, George Clinton, everybody else. Shit. Wasn't that a beautiful sound? I'm glad that you got to hear it. Yeah, it's from Imposter, right? Thanks so much for coming out tonight. I'm sorry I talked so much, but... I like watching the videos the next day to see what I said.
Normally that's the end. Well, normally we shit.
Normally we pretend that's the end, but we're gonna try to get in at least one more verse and chorus.
Just say one more half song. One more half song.